Welcome to the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Welcome to ITSP Magazine Podcast Radio. You're about to listen to an episode of Elevate the Future Podcast. If you think that kids are waiting for the adults to get it together, you better listen up. A variety of hosts will moderate conversations to provide young students with the resources to realize their passions early and apply them in their community. We can and must create a world where students worldwide have access to quality education in business and computer science. Knowledge is power, now more than ever.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another podcast with Elevate the Future Podcast. Today I have with me Aaron Lovell. He is a 22-year-old Carnegie Mellon machine learning and statistics dropout and co-founder of Perry.app, a no-code platform for launching service-based marketplaces fast. He and his co-founder just finished the Techstars Accelerator and raised $250,000. So welcome, Aaron.
Hi, great to meet you. Great to be here.
So Perry seems really amazing. Could you tell me a little bit more about it, like how you got the idea and how you really started the company with the co-founder?
Sure. I can go into the background story of how it all kind of spun out. So originally, we were actually working on a totally different idea. I didn't come up with the original idea we were working on. My co-founder did. She approached me and said one day, let's work on a marketplace for eyelash extensions. Now, I'm not into the whole beauty thing in general, but my co-founder is, and she knew that eyelash extensions are a really high margin business, but the salon is taking the majority of that cut. So the original idea was like, okay, let's basically allow people to like open their own little salon practices and take that margin for themselves. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we can help them make a lot more money doing that. And that's like, if you've even heard remotely of our business, like, you know, that's a far shot off of what we're doing now.
Yeah.
So the way that we kind of got here was, one day when we were hacking away on this, we hacked away at this for a few months, actually, I should say. Like, mm-hmm. we were building this, we probably launched our first MVP, like 2 months after like coming up with the idea. It was basically just like static web pages connected to Calendly. And it was like, it was fun to work on. It was fine. But then what ended up happening was we met the managing director for Techstars, the Chicago program, which we ended up doing later. And we kept working on this idea until we were actually in the program. So when we were in the program, we met a couple of other companies that were in our batch who were working on their own service-based marketplaces. And from talking to them every day, we learned that they were facing a lot of the same technical challenges as us. My co-founder Paris and I are both engineers. So our product was more developed than a lot of like the other marketplaces we were meeting. Mm-hmm. So one day it just came up in conversation like, hey, maybe we can help you guys use our technology stack for your business. It seems like we're solving a lot of the same problems. Like, let's cut down some of this development time. And eventually that turned into like a B2B contract, which was like our first foray into the space of like doing these B2B marketplaces. So we ended up doing that one off, and it turned out to be really awesome. We learned a lot, and we found that it was super doable super quickly. So we basically took a step back and said like, okay, how can we make a platform out of this? Like, how can we abstract this away and take out the middleman of like us writing the code? Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been working on ever since. Wow. So that's kind of how the idea came about. It was definitely through like a market need and not like us just saying one day, like, I would love to build a platform for XYZ. Uh-huh. Like, it was a tough road to get there, but we did.
Yeah. So you guys kind of like stumbled upon the idea too, just by trying to help out the other people in your batch, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It wasn't just in our batch too. Techstars Chicago is interesting because it's located in a co-working space. Mm-hmm. And it's the biggest one I've ever been to. Like it's pretty big. It's in the Merchandise Mart in Chicago, which is also like one of the biggest buildings by square footage, commercial, like, what is it called for retail in the US. So, there are a lot of people there to talk to. And moreover, particularly there were a lot of marketplace founders we could talk to. So, we did a survey before we actually like pivoted fully. It was actually like a tough decision to like make the switch because we'd been working so long on the original idea. But before we pivoted, we surveyed like, I think it was like 30 companies, and we just asked them all, like we interviewed them, and we asked them, how much did you spend on your prototyping and stuff? And the average answer we got was like $24,000 in 6 months.
Wow.
And that's a lot of money and time. And we interview all of our customers now, and we get like the same amount of time and money investment, like that number has held so far. And we're basically like helping our customers like save that much time and money. So we think we're onto something here.
yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a lot of money, a lot of time. So it's really great that you guys were able to find that problem to solve. And speaking of your co-founder, I'm curious, how did you meet your co-founder?
Yeah, so Paris and I met at Carnegie Mellon. We did some computer science classes together. We ended up doing a lot of hackathons and side projects together as well. Before we worked on this company, we tried another project that was long-term. I wouldn't call it, it was a company, it was an LLC. But what we did was we were doing some cryptocurrency arbitrage it was like 2017, like early mid 2017. And the market was really volatile in that time in particular. So we were having a lot of fun with that. We worked for a while. I think like that was a pivotal experience for us too, to work together and like learn one, like Paris is a reliable worker for me and vice versa. Like she learned the same about me. And two, like we learned like how to hit the ground. Like it was, we totally like failed this. Obviously it's like a very hard thing to succeed at. It was great to like have the experience of building something publicly and stuff like that. Like it was a really great experience.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's really nice that you guys went from like cryptocurrency to like eyelash extensions to now Perry.
Oh yeah.
So obviously it took some time to get here, but it's like a great idea you guys finally landed at. So that's amazing. Also, I remember you talked about how both of you guys are engineers and you met one another in a computer science class in Carnegie Mellon. So how do you think being both engineers versus like one technical and one business, as I've seen in a lot of co-founding teams, how do you think that affects you working as a startup?
Yeah, that's a great question that I get. I get that a surprisingly high amount of the time. A lot of people ask that. And my answer is maybe not what people want to hear, but I don't think it really affects us in a negative way at all. Paris and I are both very strong proponents of the idea that engineering is very hard. It's very hard to learn how to build a product like code-wise, but it's a lot easier to learn like how to do the business stuff. When we started off in particular, like Paris and I knew absolutely nothing about business, either one of us. I knew like a little bit about certain things and she knew a little bit about some other things, but we barely knew enough to like incorporate in the right place. We've just like stumbled along and learned as we've gone, and it's been totally fine. I think it might've been an advantage in the beginning too. And because we weren't good at selling our product. So it had to stand on its own merits from showing it to people. And that's still true now. We found that like showing people our product is the best way to sell it. And that I think has led to us building what I really feel is a great product. I'm really happy with the situation, and our plan going forward is to lean towards heavily technical people over non-technical ones, to be honest.
That's great. Do both of you enjoy the business side of things as well?
Yeah, definitely. I enjoy like the idea of driving the KPIs and stuff and pulling the levers. Paris handles most of the like business management stuff. I really hate dealing with that. And I mean, I guess Paris probably doesn't like it either, but we've fallen into this groove now of like, most of the time I will lead the technical stuff. And Paris will take a lead on the business side stuff, but we still both do like sales and basic, you know, customer outreach and stuff like that, and interviewing new potential leads, because it, like, depending on the type of person they are, we found that like one of us might resonate better.
Yeah, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And speaking of working on the technical aspect, do you do you usually work on machine learning and statistics in Perry? Because I know that you studied that in college.
Yes, so not at all, almost. When I was in college, I was in the machine learning and statistics program at Carnegie Mellon. Mm-hmm. I don't use that almost at all. In fact, I use almost nothing I learned at school right now. I did learn some basic, like, you know, data structures and stuff. I still use like my programming knowledge, but I would say most of that was not even picked up at school. So Paris agrees with me on this. We've talked about it a lot. I'm a big proponent of maybe this is the wrong place to talk about this, but just I'm not a big fan of universities.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. So you basically self-learned everything that you're using for the business now, right?
Yeah, it required that, definitely. But we've both learned a lot. It's been a really amazing experience.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I'm curious now, how did you decide, or when did you really decide that you were going to drop out of college?
That's a good question as well. Let me think about this for a sec. So I always kind of felt like I didn't want to be in school. The thing holding me back was, there were a couple things. One, on my mother's side of the family, I would have been one of the first to like go to college. And my mom, my whole life, like, was really proud of me and like wanted me to go to college and stuff. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to finish it for her. And that was a big thing for me. Not just my mom, like my whole family on that side in mm-hmm. particular. I was lucky financially in that, like, I had a lot of financial aid, and then I also had made some money like growing up. So I didn't have like debt or anything like that. I know a lot of people aren't that lucky. So, that was a factor that allowed me to do it. Mm-hmm. But in addition to like that, there's also the factor of, it's hard to like upend your whole life when people have been telling you to go to college to make the choice not to. Eventually what I just kind of, it took me some time, but eventually I realized like, I don't have to go to college to be successful. One of the pivotal moments for that was early on in the company life cycle, we got a YC interview.
Wow.
So we, like, the company was like nothing at that point. We had like, we were just finishing our prototype, I think. We hadn't even launched it yet. Mm-hmm. And we were still doing the beauty services thing. And we applied to YC on a whim, and we were like, okay, like, let's give it a shot. Like, this may or may not work out, whatever. And it did. We interviewed, we got flown out to Mountain View. One of our great friends who also started started a company that's really killing it right now called Delta Trainer. Mm-hmm. He also flew out with us just by chance. And we all like interviewed at YC, and it was a really crazy experience. But the most important thing about that for me was like meeting all these awesome people. And I didn't really know anything about startups at that point or about like business in general. And mm-hmm. I met all these awesome people who like knew a lot more than me. And I realized like, oh shit, I really want to like be a part of this community. Like, I really need to get back here one day, is what I said to myself. I now feel less that like the Bay Area is the be all and end all of like startups, of course, like, especially lately we've seen that's a trend, but.
No, there's Miami too.
Yeah, of course. But just having that experience, like that was a really pivotal moment for me. And then I ended up taking a leave like right after that. And Paris stayed in school for a while. She had higher stakes because she was pursuing a master's and undergrad at the same time. Mm-hmm. And she had a lot of like grant money for that, but she ended up making the choice to, leave once like the business was actually being successful and she had to like leave to manage it all.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing though. And I guess you guys have never looked back since.
Yeah, definitely not. Mm-hmm. Like I said, not a big fan of university anymore.
Yeah. So I know you mentioned YC. Did you happen to end up going there or did you just go through the Techstars Accelerator?
We didn't get into YC. We got flat out rejected. Like the way that it works is you get a phone call if you're in and you get an email if you're not. So Paris, and our friend Matt, who I mentioned earlier, we went to this like coffee shop and we were like sitting there drinking hot cocoa. And then like in the same 5-minute interval, we both got rejected. And it was, of course it was sad at the moment, but getting rejected obviously led to some really great opportunities too. Mm-hmm. And just having the chance to like go was a great experience in and of itself. They like cover your flight and stuff. And,
oh, wow.
Like I said, I met a lot of really cool people who I still keep in touch with. Some of whom like started like big companies too. So it was definitely a worthwhile experience.
Yeah, that's awesome. And going through Techstars too, what do you think is like the main thing that you gained out of the going through an accelerator program?
My number one thing for me personally, and for, I think Paris as well, probably would be the brand recognition of Techstars for a couple of reasons. Mm-hmm. First of all, since we both left school, we were both kind of just two kids who, we were just like two kids hacking on this thing and like making some money and we raised some money, blah, blah, blah. But like, mm-hmm. we were ultimately just two uncredentialed people. Doing Techstars gave us like an immediate brand boost personally. So like people took us a lot more seriously. Mm-hmm. Our customers are also startups a lot of the time. So like they know Techstars and it helped us like convince them to use us because it's like, it's a compelling factor for them to like have the brand recognition there, we found. Also just in terms of network building for the same reason, like because we left school, our networks are probably weaker than, or were probably weaker than most like, you know, fresh graduates at university. Mm-hmm. And we both were working on the startup the whole time at school when we were there. So we didn't like, you know, do anything fun, quote unquote, like basically every day was just like sitting at the like co-working area, just like building the startup instead of like hanging out with friends. So, but doing Techstars allowed us to make like a lot of, you know, really awesome connections with people who, you know, all of our Techstars family are like really close still. It's really great to like have them there as like a support network. And just like, I feel super comfortable like reaching out to anyone in that whole network, like nationwide, not just the Chicago one. And I think a lot of people share that sentiment.
Yeah, that's really nice. So it's like not only the actual learning or like the knowledge, but also the connections you build there. Yeah, sounds really amazing. Also, did you end up raising funding? Does Techstars provide like funding or was your funding for Perry from another funding round?
Yeah, so we ended up getting, so Techstars gives you 120K. Mm-hmm. The way that that deal breaks down is 20K for 6% of the company. 100K for 100K on a safe for I think it was a $3 to $5 million cap, depending on your prior fundraising status. Mm-hmm. At the time that was our first check. So, we were at three. And then shortly after Techstars, we ended up, we'd been talking to this angel investor for a long time, really great guy named Bruce. He invested 75K as well. And then we have a little bit more funding from stuff like grants, and we have one more that I don't know if I've been asked not to talk about it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's not a huge amount of money or anything, but it's we haven't like publicized it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. You know, going through like in angel investors and grants and also the funding from Techstars.
Yeah,
So I
that's one
think
good thing about being a student too, is like there's a lot of grant funding available at the time, like while you're iterating on the idea initially.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think we're reaching about the end of the podcast. So I just wanted to end up with one final pretty fun question. I was going through your personal website and I saw that you wrote a blog on reading, which I thought was super interesting, and how you compared it to kind of like, I think you made a machine learning reference about also training on external data, right? I thought that was super interesting as well. So I
I
just,
wrote that so long ago.
oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
I found it
But I
super
do know what you're
interesting though.
talking about. Thank
Yeah,
you.
so tell me about some books, I guess, that have shaped your thinking or changed your the way you think over time.
I love that question. My number one reading source is not a book. I know this is a cliche thing to say in startups, especially, but Paul Graham's essays are fucking
Oh
amazing.
my God, I've read some of his, but yeah, his writing is really amazing.
I could not have, we Paris and I would be, let me think of a better way to say this. Reading Paul Graham's essays legitimately prepares you for building a startup in a way that I don't think any other reading material has, or any other like people have, except maybe like doing Techstars. But the fact that like Paul Graham's essays gave me that much value compared to a program that like took, 6% of the company. It's like a,
Yeah.
it's a really valuable resource and it's free online. He's a great guy. Like, yeah. Great, great, great resource. Let me think of any other ones that are super critical. I really liked, I read this book by Ray Dalio called Principles a while ago. That was a really good, that changed my thinking. I would say I didn't agree with everything in the book, but it the if the question has changed my thinking, that's definitely a good answer.
Yeah.
And I like both that and Paul Graham's essays are great for rereading too. Yeah, those are my two top two change my thinking definitely.
Yeah, that's great. I'll for sure check out. I've read a few of Paul Graham's, but there's so many more that I haven't yet read that I'm really excited to read because his
Oh
writing
yeah.
is really, really good and his thought process is really interesting to read too. So I've been
Yeah.
into that as
The,
well.
it it's he clearly spends a long time on most of the things he writes. And he talks about a little bit about that in the writing, like as a meta thing, but it's it's a really great resource. I highly recommend it for anyone who is interested in starting a company and doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah. All right. That was really amazing to talk to you, Aaron. And I hope everyone had a really great time listening to you talk about your experiences starting a company with Perry, pivoting multiple times, and just overall your story to where you got right now. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It was really great to do this. Yeah.
Awesome. We'll see all you guys next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Elevate the Future podcast. If you learned something new and this conversation made you think, then share itspmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. If you represent a company and wish to associate your brand with our conversations, sponsor one or more of our podcast channels. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.